5:59. Andy and Mel, good morning. We are going to have a little chillier day, or at least chillier start to the day. It's only 11 right now.
Yeah, way chillier than yesterday.
Yeah, got a 40% chance of snow. What do we end up getting? Like three and a half inches in Sioux Falls?
Three and a half in Sioux Falls, yeah.
We're not supposed to get a ton of snow today, though. So don't worry about it interfering with your day or anything like that. It's not supposed to be a big deal. When is it? Not till after three, anyway. Might get in the way on the commute home, but anyway. So there is some something interesting I saw this morning that I'd not even thought of it.
Well, I thought of it yesterday.
Well, I never thought of it with this song.
Yeah.
Okay. After the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. There was the first thing that popped into my head was, oh, I got to get Pumped Up Kicks out of rotation.
Yeah, that song's probably not a good idea to play after
and
that.
And so I hopped on my computer and it had been scheduled for a couple of days out because it was the weekend. So music was ready to go for the next several days. So I took it out and it's not in rotation. I don't think you'll hear it for a very, very long time.
Yeah, probably not.
Which, at the same time, it's a good song.
It is a good song. I like that song.
I like the song. I'm not going to remove it from my phone. It's on my phone. I'm not going to remove it from that. But I am going to be sensitive to what other people... The only time I have a problem with people complaining about a song, you know, if someone were to complain, is if they're just complaining because they feel like they're supposed to.
Right.
If you're actually offended by it, okay, that's fine. But when you're just going along with the PC police, then that's just stupid.
Agreed.
Know? And the other song that is getting dropped around the country, which we have not dropped because we haven't gotten a single complaint.
No.
Is
I did get a question
Kesha's
about
Die
it.
Young.
Yeah. I got a question about it yesterday, which I was like, oh, I did hear that some stations were.
And to me, it's the song is about the opposite. Of that, it's, you know, the lyric is, we're going to live like we're going to die young. Now,
yeah, they're partying and...
Yeah, it's a party dance song. There have been a number of radio stations around the country that have dropped it. One station that dropped it was WDAQ in Danbury, Connecticut, right in the backyard of where this happened.
Well, that makes sense.
If I was Rich Miner, the program director there, I would drop it too. I mean, if I was in that place, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because while this affected everybody across the country in some way, it did not affect anybody like it did the people in Connecticut.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not going to jump on the, you know,
and unfortunately,
slash and burn bandwagon.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only two lyrics. It's
just the die young two words.
Yeah, two words in there. The rest of the lyrics all have... Nothing to do with anything but going and partying and dancing and having fun.
Yeah. TMZ talked to one so-called music expert. That's what they called him. Based on what he told them, he's not an expert.
Yeah.
One music expert told TMZ that it's similar to the way the Dixie Chicks disappeared from country radio after they insulted President Bush.
No, it's not.
It's completely different. It's not similar at all. They got dropped because...
They're idiots.
Country radio is incredibly patriotic. The fans of country radio predominantly lean Republican, conservative. And so...
They were very anti that.
And they were...
And vocal.
Speaking out about President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, people didn't want to hear the Dixie Chicks anymore on their favorite country radio station. So program directors dropped them.
Which is too bad. I liked their music.
Well, and at the time that it happened, I can't remember exactly when that happened. I think it was after I was done working in country radio, but...
I was still in country music radio, I think, when that happened.
That would have been cutting, like, by that time, probably like a dozen or more songs from the playlist. They had so many hits.
I know.
It was ridiculous.
I know.
And... I mean, you could count on one Dixie Chick song at least once an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know. Anyway, This Rich Miner from WDAQ in Danbury said, even though it's a fun pop dance record about seizing the moment, all people are going to hear right now is those two words in the title. He also added, you're never hurt by what you don't play. My professor in college said the same thing.
Yeah.
And he was a big deal out in L.A. and San Francisco in the 60s. He said, you're never hurt by songs you don't play. But you can be hurt by songs you play. So
makes sense.
I was like, yeah, that sure does make sense. Now, Kesha is saying that she's not defending the song with all of this. She tweeted, I had my very own issue with Die Young. I did not want to sing those lyrics, and I was forced to. I'm so, so, so sorry for anyone who's been affected by this tragedy. Yeah, she typed it wrong with E-F-F-E-C-T-E-D. It should have been A.
I'm sure it was autocorrect. I'm joking.
Okay. Like, really? You're going to stand up for Kesha?
No, it was a joke.
Her literacy? I didn't take it that way at first. But Kesha is listed as one of the writers of the song.
Well, she might have helped.
She might have contributed a lyric in there somewhere. Oh, put her down as a writer.
Doesn't mean, though, she necessarily wanted to record it. I mean, not every song that get wrote actually get recorded. So,
and am I? Well, and sometimes they get recorded, they just don't get put on an album,
right?
So, if you're wondering, are we going to drop Kesha Die Young because of this? No, we're not. I haven't gotten a single complaint about it. If I was getting lots of complaints, yeah, I probably would. But and now, if we get complaints at this point, it's only because we talked about it here this morning,
right?
And it'll be the jumping on the PC police bandwagon. We're probably going to drop it in the next few weeks because it's just gone through its cycle.
Yeah.
It's on its way down on the charts. It's
exactly.
Kind of burned out. That's the only reason we're going to drop it here within the next week or two. So, and I'm not saying that to be rebellious or like, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm just, there's no reason to drop something that hasn't been complained about. And I'm not going to just because, maybe. People have that reaction. Oh.
I know.
Yeah. So, anyway, on a even scarier note, sales of bulletproof kids' backpacks are up 300% this week.
They make those?
I had no idea.
What?
There are a few companies that sell these kinds of backpacks. One of them is called Amendment 2, based out of Salt Lake City. They actually license Disney princesses and characters like the Avengers to put on their backpacks. They sell for $300. For teenagers, they have a Swiss Army style backpack. Now, they don't look any different than any other backpack. And it's not clear if these could have resisted, you know, high-powered rifle shots like what happened in Connecticut. But they are made out of the same kind of lightweight body armor that's used by police. So,
interesting.
The guy who runs the company, Amendment 2, says, quote, we want to be sensitive, but we are going to try to get the word out that this product does exist, and there are ways to at least provide our children with some protection. Would it be crass for them to, if they wanted an all-out marketing blitz, yeah, that would be.
Exactly.
And it's good that I haven't heard of them until, you know, 5 days later.
It's just, I had no idea.
I didn't
that they
either.
Even made those.
They're not cheap, $300. But if he capitalizes on this,
well, I'm sure he's going to make money. I mean, sales obviously are
intentionally.
Oh,
you know,
I don't think that they. I'm sure they have a marketing team that knows a little bit better than that.
Yeah, I hope so. Like he said, they want to be sensitive.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they want people to know that hey, this is here.
Right.
If you want it for your kid, here it is.
It would be tough to choose how you're going to market after
I know.
That. Because it's not like you want to do a radio commercial.
No.
You know? And you wouldn't want to do a TV commercial.
No.
So how at that point would you market that?
I don't know. I guess just hope someone picks you up as a story and publishes it on the internet and then it catches on and then shows like ours talk about it. And
right.
Then, you know, Ellen hears about it. They decide to talk about it on their show and, you know, so on and so forth.
Wow.
Kelly and Michael decide to talk about
it. This is crazy. I
know.
Had no idea.
But, so, I'm looking at a picture of them. I mean, yeah.
They look like regular.
It's
backpacks.
Branded like Swiss Gear, Princess, Avengers.
Huh.
I mean, they don't. That looks exactly like my daughter's backpack.
Yeah.
She has a Dora backpack that looks almost exactly like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, there's that. We've got the news on the way. A brand new Mash for Cash. How is it, Mel?
Hard.
It's hard? As hard as the last one?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that's still hard.
Okay. Well, a hard Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 news. Next, hang on. The hot morning sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
How about 4.7, Andy and Mel, 619, up to 30 today. It is 11 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I know the world's not going to end on 12-21, 2012, because Marty McFly traveled to the year 2015.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Duh.
And the Cubs beat Miami in the World Series.
Yeah, that was not coming true.
Well... Part of it did, though, because I was like, oh, well, they kind of got it right because it was the Florida Marlins, but now they're the Miami Marlins. The only problem is they couldn't play in the World Series because they're both in the same league.
Oh.
They're both in the National League.
That won't work.
So they almost got it right. Isn't that weird?
That is kind of weird.
I mean, because they did realign because there was a team that moved to the AL, but it wasn't the Marlins. Unfortunately, it was the Houston Astros. So not next year. The year, maybe it is this coming year they move over. Anyway. Doesn't really matter. No. Tuesday afternoon, the NRA, they had been remaining quiet about the shooting since last week. Well, mm-hmm. They did release a statement, which didn't really say a lot. But anyway, the National Rifle Association of America is made up of 4 million moms and dads and sons and daughters. And we were shocked, saddened, and heartbroken by the news of the horrific and senseless murders in Newtown. Out of respect for the families and as a matter of common decency, we have given time for mourning, prayer, and a full investigation of the facts before commenting. The NRA is prepared to offer meaningful contributions to make sure this never happens again. The NRA is planning to hold a major news conference in Washington, D.C. on Friday, December 21st. No one from the NRA has said anything since then. And if you're a hunter or shooter and you follow certain things on Facebook, you're seeing lots of it. Mm-hmm. There was one... online retailer yesterday that quit selling guns, period. I mean, they went farther than anybody.
So weird.
And they have, last time I checked, they had lost about 50,000 of their likes on Facebook. So,
oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is December 19th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Jake Gyllenhaal is 32.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
He was on The Bachelor.
Come on, now that was 3 years ago that I screwed that up.
I know! That was a long time ago.
Can you let it go?
Someone might be listening to that. Oh, I'm never letting it go on Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday.
But nobody even understands what it means
anymore.
Oh,
yeah, they do.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
More no than you think. Alyssa Milano is 40 today.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, 40.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Very old.
Oh,
I remember
my.
Drooling over her in the TV Guide when I was a kid.
Wow.
Tyson Beckford's 42. Christy Swanson is 43 today. She was the original star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, not the TV series, which was way better than the TV series. Let's see. Chris Angel, the Mind Freak, is 45. Tim Reed, he was Venus Flytrap on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Love that.
He's 68. On this day in 1732, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac with advice like, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And a penny saved is a penny earned. Ben Franklin came up with all that.
Hmm.
1959, Walter Williams, the last surviving veteran of the Civil War, died at the age of 117.
Wow.
He died in 1959, because when I was starting to read that, I'm like, 1959? The Civil War ended in 1865. Yeah, 117.
Holy Hannah.
Yeah, 1960, the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, was released. Neil said, never mind. I almost read a Neil Sedaka thing. Wow. There was a lot today, so it was. I didn't get sifted through all of it. Dolly Parton made her movie debut with 9 to 5. Little Shop of Horrors was released this day in 1986.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me, say more. Masaru Ibuka, the founder of Sony, died on this day in 1997 at the age of 89. His first innovation, the electric rice cooker, he built it in his office in a bombed-out building in Tokyo in 1946. That failed. The transistor radio, Walkman, and PlayStation did not. And on this day in 1998, President Clinton was impeached by the Republican-controlled House for perjury and obstruction of justice, becoming only the second chief executive ordered to stand trial in the Senate. And like Andrew Johnson before him, the president who followed Abraham Lincoln, he was also acquitted. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day, 15 years ago, 1997, a classic movie was released. And okay. You know.
All right.
You know this one for sure.
The suspense is killing me. Oh.
Yeah. Come back! Come back! Jack, come back! Yeah.
I can just see Celine Dion singing it right now with her arms all moving out.
Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to do that yet. There. Every night I hit a wrong button. Dreams,
that's a drink.
Yes, it is.
You, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on.
Now, you talk about getting sick of a song that gets played too much. This song back in the day?
Holy Hannah.
Yeah, it was bad.
You couldn't go anywhere and not hear this song.
Oh, I know. Rock stations were playing it.
Yeah.
No, they weren't really, but...
Well, they could have been.
They thought about it. Titanic was released on this day in the U.S. in 1997. It won Best Picture, Best Director. Funny, it didn't win Best Actor or Actress, though.
Why? They were so good in it.
I think anybody could have played those two roles. It wasn't...
I don't think so.
I thought Leo was a little cheesy.
No.
The writing was cheesy for him, though. It's not his fault. Anyway, Titanic was released this day, 1997. That's why today, December 19th, is... Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. The boat sinks and everybody dies, so... Well, not everybody.
Not everybody.
No. What's coming up in the dirt?
Kristen Stewart's ready to talk about her affair that's coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 639 up to 30 today. It's 11 right now. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up at 720. Also, Miracle on 41st Street going on. Bring your toys, bring your money. You could win a $500 gift card to the Empire Mall. They're set up in the Macy's wing. Also, get your gifts wrapped there. That's the best place to do it because you will be, the money you spend there, it's going to help the kids at the Children's Inn. So do that. It's a Miracle on 41st Street in the Empire Mall. It's kind of hard to imagine a worse Christmas activity than a family trip to the emergency room because you got hurt.
Not fun. Where you want to spend
Did you
Christmas.
Ever see a Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sinbad.
I never saw that movie.
You have it?
I don't know. Where's that Rock of Obscurity at? If we can find that, I bet he's under it. Anyway, a new survey of people over 45 by the American Osteopathic Association came up with this list of the top 6 ways people get hurt around Christmas.
Stepping on a Lego.
So be careful with these. Stepping on a Lego is not on the list. I will start at number 6. Wrapping presents.
You're going to end up at the hospital?
7% of people say they've suffered some type of physical pain in the past from wrapping presents. Now, it could be paper cut. They're not going, it's maybe not necessarily emergency room stuff
okay.
here.
Okay, so we're not going to the emergency room because of this.
Not necessarily, but these are just things that could happen.
All right. Paper cut, yeah.
Paper cut, maybe nicked yourself with the scissors.
Ooh, that could get bad. Mm-hmm. You accidentally have a scissors.
My wife was wrapping some presents last night, and she pulls out this brand new roll of wrapping paper, and she's like, oh, wow, they put little squares on the back.
I know, mine have that too. It's so cool.
why didn't they think of that, like, I don't know, 50 years ago?
I think it's more expensive paper that has that on there, and the cheap stuff doesn't.
Well, yeah, the super cheap stuff that's like 99 cents a roll, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, this wasn't crazy expensive wrapping paper.
Hmm.
But anyway, accidents while traveling, number 5. That definitely could get you in the emergency room. But ahead of that, shopping. Now, remember, in the survey, they're just reporting some type of pain.
Okay.
Physical pain. You know, if you, like, get shoved over at the mall.
Pain in your wallet? It's all your money disappears?
No, actual physical pain, not emotional stress. participating in winter sports is number 3.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
We are going skiing this year.
We've said this for 3 years.
I know. And you know what? I was actually going to... I haven't skied much in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go at all last year. I went like twice the year before. Three times if you count my trip to the hills. And I was like, I'm going to sell my skis. And then I found out I couldn't get anything for them. So I'm just going to keep them.
Just remind me to stretch before.
Oh, there's nothing you can... Stretching isn't really going to help you much.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt, but...
I think it'd probably be a good idea. So your muscles don't hurt.
Your muscles are going to hurt the next day no matter what.
Great.
If you're not in shape for skiing, your legs are going to be killing you the next day.
I'm not in shape for skiing.
You're not in shape for anything.
I can walk in heels long periods of time.
Well, you are in shape for partying down. I'm not letting that one go for a while.
Gosh, you have a time limit on this
number
stuff.
Number 2 thing that could get you hurt over the holidays is shoveling snow.
That makes sense. I shoveled yesterday.
I did too.
Yeah.
And Jackie kind of helped. She was having more fun throwing snow on me with her little shovel than she was actually shoveling anything. But
that's what I would have done.
She shoveled about a 10-foot length of sidewalk.
Nice.
And did it well.
Good job.
I did everything else. she's 4, though. I'm not complaining. And slipping and falling on ice, number 1.
Now, I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah, isn't that one of the most horrible feelings when you know you have your foot has gone out from under you?
Yeah. And you can't catch yourself.
And you're trying to get that other foot down quick, and either you do get some ice and, you know, you're still just maintaining, and then you look like, you know, the Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner.
Or banana peel.
And
cartoon, slipping on a banana peel.
And then finally you get zero traction and your both feet are off the ground and you're like, this is going to hurt.
Yeah, especially on cement.
Oh, and that's usually where it is.
Yeah.
Where else would it be?
Wood, like a deck.
Oh, okay, yeah. I never go on my deck in the winter, though. Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes that's how you get up to people's homes.
Oh, yeah, I suppose someone's porch could be. Yeah. Mine's concrete, so. Anyway, so there you go. I found some scientists are... Leave scientists to try and make the Christmas story wrong. But some other fascinating stuff I found out about the actual date of the birth of Jesus. It's just kind of fascinating. I'm not going to go on and on the history nut. I spent the last 10 minutes reading about it. I'll spend 2 minutes talking about it.
I was watching the Smurfs 2 trailer.
Yeah. That's next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:53, up to 30 today, 11 right now. Okay, there was this story I found about some scientists who, this astronomy expert, looked at the movements of the planets and stars around the time when Jesus was born to figure out whether the three wise men could have followed a star from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Their answer was no. If they followed Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, they would have ended up in the South Pole. Okay. Leave it to scientists to, you know.
Don't they have anything better to do?
Well, and here's the thing. It got me thinking.
Okay.
First off, it's God. He could make any star the brightest he wanted to.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. Follow this star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is God, you know.
Exactly.
The other thing I was wondering was, okay, were they looking at the right date in terms of, what was the date that they used to determine where the stars and everything were? Now, I have no idea about anything when it comes to astronomy. I have no idea where stars are at certain dates in the year.
I don't know.
I don't know any of that.
Okay.
But I was just wondering if they figured what date they were working off of, and they were going off of December 25th. But I could have sworn that they that's just the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus, that it's not the actual date.
I remember hearing something about that.
And so I went looking around, and I actually came across a very, very, very history-oriented, well, it's called the Biblical Archaeology Review.
Oh, wow.
And it's an article called How December 25th Became Christmas.
Okay.
It is just the day that we celebrate it. Now, there are a few different dates that could be the date that Jesus was born. And one of the things that was in here, now, they're just kind of trying to glean facts from things written in the Bible.
Okay.
Now, one of the things where it says that the, where is that part? Where they're talking about tending their flocks by night would have actually suggested that it was the springtime.
Okay.
And so some of the dates that it may have been, one of which, based on other historical writings from the time period as well, it could have been May 20th of the year 2 BC. It could have been, based on other writings, March 21st of the same year, or April 15th, or April 20th, or 21st.
Wow.
So, but, you know, looking at all this stuff, you know, and I'm not claiming to be an expert. I'm just reading what I'm finding on the internet from educational,
so
you know,
must be true.
Historical type websites. Well, I'm not getting it from Wikipedia.
I know.
I mean, this one is whatever csun.edu is. You know, okay. You can't just up and register a .edu.
That's true. I'll give you that.
And this one had many of those same dates. So
I do recall hearing that wasn't his actual birthday.
No, that it's most likely not, because the other thing was the sheep probably would have been corralled
during
that
time
of year. Yeah.
Okay.
They wouldn't have been out, you know, and grazing. Needed to have a shepherd tending right. to them by night.
That makes sense.
So yeah, I just found that kind of fascinating. Okay, I spent 3 minutes on it.
Yeah.
I only went 1 minute over. I didn't go nuts on history.
Okay. As you were doing your history thing, I was over here watching Smurfs 2 trailer.
I'm trying to figure out the exact date Jesus was born.
That shows our interest in things.
And Mel is looking forward to the Smurf sequel.
It looks really good.
It does look very good.
You should watch it. You haven't even seen the first one.
No.
Yeah. I have my Smurf pants on today.
Yes, you do. It's glittering blue.
Woohoo!
Mash for Cash coming up. Brand new one worth $50 to you at 720. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.